As we move into the late summer, this is a great time of the year to evaluate the flower beds that you had around your landscape, and there are a variety of things that you need to make note of. First, you need to look at the performance of the plants in those flower beds. Look for those plants that were real successful, that provided lots of color and didn't seem to have a lot of insect or disease problems. And also note those plants that were a disaster, those that didn't last all summer long and had to be replaced. Jot these down in your garden notebook so that you remember next year when selecting your bedding plants. You also need to evaluate the condition of the beds. By late September, flower beds may be looking a little bit bedraggled or even played out and tired. If you've got a bed that looks less attractive than more attractive, even though it may still be blooming, it's a good idea to rip those plants out, throw them in your compost pile, get that bed ready to plant in October with the great cool season bedding plants that will carry the color through the fall, winter, and into the spring next year. For Get It Growing, I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center.